Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of July 25th through the 29th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. Evidence that the U.S. economy is churning out jobs at a rapid pace saved the week for the equity markets. The S&P 500 index made its fifth weekly advance since the start of July. The index climbed 0.4% last week to close at 2,182.87, its eighth record close in the last month. The NASDAQ extended its six-week gain to 11%, closing at 5,221.12. In a week that saw the biggest one-day decline for the S&P 500 index on Tuesday, the bullish investors were energized by data that showed U.S. employers added 255,000 jobs in July, tempering concerns over a slowing U.S. economy. Despite a dismal second quarter GDP report, the jump in payrolls in June and the upward revisions to previous months' data suggest that the economy has not lost any steam. The year-over-year change in average hourly earnings was unchanged at just over 2.5%, but it stands well above the year-ago pace of 2.2%. In addition, auto sales were strong in July at nearly 18 million units, making up for June's weakness. If the recent employment and wage momentum is maintained, the probability of at least one more rate hike this year by the Federal Reserve is more believable. The Fed will need to do a lot of talking to get markets ready if they plan for a second rate hike in December. Last week's data highlight looks at vehicle sales. Following June's dip, vehicle sales rebounded strongly in July to an annual rate of 17.9 million units. Sales were up just over 1.5% on a year-ago basis. Not an impressive number, but sales are still at a very high level. The July increase was fueled by light trucks, which are benefiting from continued low gas prices. Sales of light trucks are up 10% above year earlier levels, while car sales are about 9% below prior year levels. The July sales pace was impressive, but concerns continue to increase as sales have largely peaked in this business cycle. Sales should remain healthy, supported by low interest rates and low gas prices. The wild card is how much more pent-up demand is left in the market. We expect vehicle sales should track near 17 million units during 2016 and 2017. On the international front, the Bank of England cut its key rate for the first time in more than 7 years by 27 basis points to a record low. It now sits at just 0.25%. They also announced that the Monetary Policy Committee will buy £60 billion of government bonds over 6 months and as much as £10 billion of corporate bonds in the next 18 months. Disagreement broke out among the nine members about whether quantitative easing was warranted in this stage. In total, the balance sheet could expand by nearly £200 billion. The central bank cut its growth forecast for next year from 2.3% to just 0.8%, and lowered the 2018 forecast from 2.3% to 1.8%. Weaker investment and consumption were the main drivers. Housing investment is projected to drop nearly 5% in 2017. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we start with the July NFIB Small Business Optimism Index released on Tuesday, August 9th. If Brexit affected small business confidence, the July release should reflect it. The index has increased for 3 consecutive months. We don't anticipate a Brexit effect, and we look for another small increase to the index in July. June import prices will be released on Thursday, August 11th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. We look for import prices to fall several tenths of a percent in July. Both Brent and West Texas oil prices fell in July, and non-oil prices are expected to have dropped a couple tenths of a percent as well. The producer price index for July will be released on Friday, August 12th at 8:30 a.m. Producer prices rose 0.2% in June, and we expect more than a 0.5% decline in July. Oil prices falling in July and the drag from food prices should be less in July. The core index that removes food and energy likely rose just a couple tenths of a percent. And finally, July retail sales will also be released on Friday at 8:30 a.m. We look for sales to increase another 0.5% in July, much of it driven by the nearly 7% increase in unit auto sales. Excluding the auto sector, we expect sales to have increased just a few tenths of a percent. This week, you won't find any FTR experts out and about, but I will be hosting our August State of Freight webinar on Thursday, August 11th at 11 a.m. Eastern. I'll be illuminating attendees on our unique FreightCast transportation model, where the data comes from, how it was developed, and insights into how to interpret the results. I hope to see many of you on the webinar. You can find more information and register at ftrintel.com/webinars.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.